Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Little White Wolf by Lee Allen is the story of Lee Sue, born smaller than his siblings and different in color. The wolf pack laughs at him and rejects him. But nature has a place for all of us, and Lee Sue learns how to use the differences to succeed and to help others. It's called A Heartwarming Story of Inclusion and Self-Worth, providing a powerful message for children about how every day has something to offer for the good of all. Lee is a graduate of Capital University, Texas Christian University, and the Air War College. A retired officer, he began teaching elementary school in Roy, Utah in 1993. Lee and his wife, Susan, have been married for 46 years and say they are servants to six cats and a dog. We can understand how that happens. He became interested in storytelling as a child by listening to his great-grandmother at bedtime. And Lee Allen, author of The Little White Wolf, and his wife, Susan, are joining us via Skype on This Week in America. Welcome to the program, everybody. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
This is such a charming story, and I want to talk about how this whole thing began. Lee, where did this idea come from? What was the inspiration for writing this?
Well, I think the original inspiration was, of course, my great-grandmother. I'm a storyteller rather than a writer. And when I started teaching school, I teach elementary school. There's always parts of the day that go a little slower or quicker.
Yes.
And I found that I needed to fill in those times with some stories to my children.
No, that's interesting. And Susan, when Lee said to you, "I think I'm going to write this story," what were your thoughts? He is a storyteller.
It's about time.
So you not only encouraged it, you really wanted him to do this.
Yes. He needed to do it. It's something he wanted to do for as long as I've known him. So he needed to fulfill that kind of bucket list goal.
Well, yes, and that's sort of the next thing after being a storyteller. It's like, okay, let's be a story writer and put these stories down and entertain other people. You can only face so many kids and tell them the story, but the book's out there, and kids worldwide will have a chance to read your book, The Little White Wolf, and enjoy it and be entertained by it. So how did you choose the topic? How did you choose wolves?
Well, wolves are one of the few animals that mate for life. And they also have a real feeling for taking care of their young. And so I saw in wolves the idea that they were a lot more like people than a lot of people are. And my kids, they love animals. And so I wanted to kind of put bullying and being different and trying to help out, even though you're small, on their level for them.
No, it's interesting because so often you write a book and you entertain with it, but you have themes, you have a message here. This really is a chance for children. I'm sure this is the teacher in you. You've got a chance to entertain them, and when it's over with, they're going to learn something, whether they know it or not, aren't they?
Yeah, they do, and they repeat back to me some of the things
that are
in my stories and in this book. They repeat back to me that they want to take care of people or that they want to do things for other people. And that is the whole reason why I do what I do, is because I wanted to get this out to more kids.
The book is The Little White Wolf by Lee Allen. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to information on Lee's book. Susan, as Lee was in the process of writing this, how much did he share with you? Did you have any input in helping him sort of shape this story?
Well, I think I had a little bit of input, but mostly from the practical end,
yes.
Not the story end, more of the writing and the editing and those type of things.
Lee, when you put this story together, what was the inspiration for the particular story? How did you go about, you talk about the wolves and why you thought this was important. How did you shape that story with the different bullying and the other themes you have addressed in the book, The Little White Wolf?
Well, teaching in an elementary school, the kids quite often, especially the youngest ones, feel like they can't really do anything to change things, or, you know, they're too young, they're too small, they don't have the ability to make big changes. And so I wanted to get across to them that there's always the opportunity to help somebody else. It doesn't make any difference how small you are or how different you may be. You can always help others. And that's probably the big thing that pushed the book to this, was I wanted to show them how in nature, something that is smaller or different still has a big impact, and that they can have a big impact on other people.
What kind of response did you get from the students when they found out that you were writing a book, and then to actually see in class, kids, this is the book that I just wrote? That had to be a proud moment for you. But what was it like for the students? Their teacher's a published author.
Oh, they absolutely loved it. They thought that was the greatest thing in the world. I think that, I encouraged it, that they kind of took a little bit of the book on themselves, that they were kind of responsible for the book also. And I really encouraged that with them. I told them that they were the ones that I wrote the story for, and they were the ones that the story was about. And they just thought that was the greatest thing in the world. They really, really loved it. And that made my heart big.
Well, yes, they were sort of with the inspiration. They were the ones that you told the story to. And you could tell as you're telling the story to them what kind of response you're getting. It was almost like a test marketing with that group there. You find out what resonated with them and what the response was like. Let's talk about, Susan, from your standpoint, as he was going through the writing process, sometimes authors go through and they hit areas where things just aren't working like they're supposed to. What kind of encouragement did you give Lee as he was writing this book?
Well, he never reached what you call writer's block.
Yes.
And I think part of that is because he has told this story for years to these children. So he refined it over a long period of time, based on a lot of their responses to the way he was telling it. And that, I think, probably was the biggest thing for him.
With us on the program is Lee Allen and his wife, Susan. Lee is the author of the book, The Little White Wolf. Of course, you'll find that at Amazon, wherever books are sold. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's go back, Lee, to the beginning when you decided to start writing. You talked about influenced in the family with stories. You've shared stories for years. Talk about when you went back and starting to write, what that was like when you decided, okay, I'm not only going to tell these, I'm going to write them down as well.
Well, I've always been fascinated by authors. I've been reading all my life. I love to read. I have a huge library. And I've always been fascinated that a person could put down their thoughts on paper. And at that point, it became eternal, that you know, it was always going to be there for somebody to see and for somebody to enjoy. Well, I tell my story to a lot of different kids and so forth, but it's limited. And so I thought, you know, I want to put something out as a book that every kid could get a copy of, that every kid could read, that long after I'm gone, there will be a book that had something that I could be really proud of putting down in print, and that I knew that my family would be proud to see that I had actually put something in print that other people could read and appreciate.
Yeah, what a legacy. The book is The Little White Wolf by Lee Allen. This is great for the kids to read, and as I'm looking at it, this is a great book for parents to read to kids, for kids to read to parents, and more importantly, just to sit and talk about, isn't it? This is a great story, and it's a story that you can talk about and learn from.
Yeah, I encourage the kids that can read it to read it, but I also encourage the parents to read it to some of the smaller kids.
Yes.
Because I think that they can enjoy the pictures, but they actually, by the end of it, they get the idea of why the little white wolf did what he did and how they can become that kind of a little white wolf themselves and can help other people.
Susan, talk a little bit about, as you watch this project unfold, not only do you have the story that Lee is telling, a story that you've heard many times and he's refined it, he's going to write it, but now he's incorporating pictures and all of a sudden he's got these great illustrations going with the words. What was that process like from your standpoint as you're watching it all unfold?
Well, we were very fortunate in that Author House, who's that publisher, had this group of artists. And they sent us samples so that we could determine what was appropriate for the book. You know, he never wanted it to be like a cartoon.
You're
because
right.
He thought
right.
That would take away from the meaning of the book. So seeing the different art that they produced and how closely they matched the text was, it was kind of an eye opener for both of us. It really, we really enjoyed that process a lot. And they did a really good job, I think.
Did an excellent job. And as you read the reviews, they talk about the illustrations and how they complement your words. And that's interesting you talked about that, because it's something you sort of take for granted. You see a book, you see some illustrations. It's not that simple, is it, Lee? You want to make sure that they're not going to overpower what you're saying, mislead what you're saying. It's a delicate science to get that right balance there. So the pictures are sort of enhancing the story you're telling.
Well, especially with a children's book.
Yes.
Children learn a lot by listening, but they also learn a lot by seeing, by able to see what the words are saying to them. And so that was really important to me. We reviewed a lot of different photographs of wolves before we picked the one for the cover that I thought actually looked exactly what I had in my mind was Lisu. And then when the artist showed us the pictures for some of the things in there, we just fell in love with it. We had to make a few tweaks, but basically it showed what I wanted to say. And I think that's the most important thing.
The book is The Little White Wolf by Lee Allen. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on to get information and order the book there as well. They talk about your writing process. How do you work? Do you sort of sit down a lot of time and write, or maybe when something comes across you, it's like, okay, I feel it now. I'm going to sit and write my story down. How do you go about doing that?
Well, like I say, I'm basically a storyteller. So I have the story in my brain. It's just actually sitting down and writing it out in words. And sometimes that's kind of hard, because I can do different voices, I can do different facial expressions when I'm telling my stories, which are a little bit different when you try to put it down in words. So it takes me a little while to translate what I have in my head down to the proper words and at the proper level. I mean, I don't want to use a great big word when I'm trying to get a children's book that I want for first through sixth graders. So you have to kind of modify that also. But the fact that my wife has been a school teacher for 40 years, she helps me a lot with that, because she can tone me down and tell me that, well, this is a little too complicated. Let's smooth it out a little bit. Without her, the book never would have been written.
Susan, I'm thinking that's sort of like a presentation in class. You need to watch your words so you don't lose the kids. Words are very important in what you do, teaching and writing, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And this, looking at it from a teacher's perspective, his book, I can see lots of ways that I would have used it in a classroom. I would have used it, you know, to help the kids understand character traits of a person. Because Lisu has a lot of character traits that we would love to have as people, that we would love our children to develop.
Yes.
And there's other things, you know, there's the whole message, the plot, the rising, the climax, you know, there's a lot of things in there that I would have used to teach with. But most of all, it's the story. It's the message to the kids that they have value.
Lee, I'm thinking this is, as I'm reading this, this is a powerful teaching tool, as Susan just said, isn't it? This is something that you could incorporate in the classroom and really get a message across, especially with bullying, which is so prominent now.
Well, in our school, the elementary school that I work in, Weber County School District out here, I've been to many of the different schools. Not only do the librarians and the media specialists use the book, but I find that the counselors use the book. They go out and they counsel the different classes and so forth, and some of their curricula is talking about bullying and about people being different. And so they use the book as a source for counselors, as well as keeping it in the library and as well as classroom.
The book is The Little White Wolf by Lee Allen, our guest on the program, along with his wife, Susan. Are you working on another book? You did such an excellent job. You really nailed this one, and I'm sure you've got more stories. That's not like the only story, I get the impression, that you tell. Working on other books, you got something, some project you've got planned?
Well, I have another story about a little dragon who has bad breath. And it's in the works. The problem that we have right now is self-publishing is kind of an expensive, and we're both retired, and so I'd like to sell a few more copies of this book before I try to do a second book.
Well, we're going to try to help you. The book is The Little White Wolf by Lee Allen. It's available at Amazon, the usual places. It's a delightful story. It's a very meaningful book with the storyline. You can share this with the kids. You can talk about it with the kids. You can buy a couple of copies and drop off at the school or the neighborhood youth center or wherever and really entertain them and leave them with a message as well. Susan, what has this experience been like for you? Mention the background. The two of you have been college sweethearts. You've listened to stories for years and years and years. Now a published book. You know the impact this has because of your teaching background. What's this experience been like for you?
It's been an eye-opener, for one thing. Learned a whole lot more about publishing than I ever thought I would know. And a whole lot more computer skills than I ever thought I had.
I'm sure of that, yes.
But most of all, I think, the biggest thing is I've been so proud of him. You know, not everyone takes a dream that they have and fulfills it. And he did. He did something that he's always wanted to do. And he has reason to be proud of it. It came out wonderful.
It really did. It's such a delightful book with powerful message as well, The Little White Wolf. And Lena, a minute or so left. From your standpoint, what was that like when you held a printed copy? You've got the published version. You've got it there, all of the blood, the sweat, the tears that went into this. And suddenly you see a book, your story, the pictures, the illustrations that you worked on, your name on the cover. What was that like for you?
I'll be honest, I almost couldn't talk when I saw it. It must be something like when a person sees their first child.
Yes.
I'd always wanted to do it. I had always wanted to see that accomplished. And I wanted my great-grandmother to know that I had followed in her footsteps. And my heart just got so big, I couldn't hardly talk. Tears came down to my eyes because it was so important to me. And, you know, I just say to everybody, if you have a dream, follow that dream no matter what it takes, because the fulfillment of it is going to be something more than you can possibly imagine.
I think we're understanding that, the satisfaction that you had for fulfilling something you wanted to do. Susan, you called in the beginning a bucket list type of thing. It really is, isn't it? Something that if you do, you feel like you've accomplished something.
Absolutely. I would like to maybe do another book, but if another book never came about, I could be happy with the fact that I have done this one. But I have other stories that I think kids would really enjoy, and who knows? Maybe I'd like to put out some more.
Well, I hope that you do, and I hope we have a chance to talk about it. The book that is published and is doing so well, receiving excellent reviews, The Little White Wolf by Lee Allen, our guest on the program, along with his wife, Susan. Books available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on, get information on Lee's book, and buy it as well, and pick up a couple of copies for kids, for grandkids, neighborhood kids, whatever. It's a delightful book. It's so well done. Got a very important message with it as well. Lee, Susan, thank you so much for being with us on the program today. I hope we can do this again, and I delight having you with us on the show.
Well, thank you very, very much. I sincerely appreciate this. And maybe sometime in the future, we'll have to do this again.
Well, we got the dinosaur. We got to figure out what happens with him. So, yes, we will stay in touch. So, Lee, Susan, thank both of you so much for being with us on the program. The book, once again, The Little White Wolf by Lee Allen. The book's available at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on to get information on the book. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.